Okay, I'm back. It's Mongo Slade. Back. I've been gone for months, and I promise you that I will start podcasting at least 4 to 5 times a week. Hopefully, I will be podcasting daily. Okay? For right now, I am on craniumcrap.podomatic.com. So hit me up on that. Listen to some of my archive podcasts. Also, hit me up on Twitter, listen or read my updates. That's twitter.com/backslash. I never heard a motherfucker say front slash. So it's twitter.com/TheMongoSlade. Okay. I constantly update my Twitter page, and pretty soon I will have a Facebook page, a group come out for you guys to be fans of, to get on there, kind of chop it up on the discussion board, because I'm gonna fuck your heads up with some tripped out ass shit I'm gonna lay down on you. Okay, so let's get into today's show. Like I said, I haven't been podcasting consistently for a long ass time, but I promise you, I promise me that you will get consistent updates of this show. So tell your friends, put this shit on your bookmarks, send my link to all your people on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, because the shit I say is real, the shit I say is not held back. Like I say, listen to my archive shows, and you'll know where I'm coming from, alright? I say shit that you motherfuckers probably don't like, but the shit is my truth, at least, and hopefully it's some of your truth, something for you motherfuckers at least to think about. Alright, let's get into it. Let's talk about Steve McNair. It's old news, kind of, but I need to chime in on this because it's a travesty as to what happened. I've been with Steve McNair for a long time. Not been with, like, I don't know the dude, but I've been with him as a person for a long-ass time. I first heard about Steve McNair, I think probably the beginning of his senior or whatever, the last year he played football at Alcorn State, because at the time, me being a black college graduate, I kept up with black college football, and the buzzword around the black college graduate circles was a cat named Steve McNair, a bad motherfucker from Mississippi, Alcorn State, putting that shit down. Alright, then on top of that, niggas is talking like this dude gonna be a top 10 pick out of a black school, which was as a black quarterback, which was virtually unheard of at the time. At the time, you talk about a black quarterback being a top 10 pick, but from a black school? Come on, man. All right, in Alcorn State, you know, small black school in the middle of Mississippi somewhere, and this dude, I think, was the third pick overall in the first round to the Houston Oilers, then, you know, Tennessee Titans. Renegade, bad warrior, gladiator motherfucker. Big old nigga and shit from down south. Balling like a motherfucker. One of the most exciting Super Bowls I've ever seen in my fucking life. I attribute Steve McNair for bringing back the excitement to the Super Bowl. It seems like to me it had been a kind of a lull a couple years, maybe 4 or 5. The Super Bowl wasn't shit. Blowouts, some bullshit. This motherfucker, between him and the greatest show on turf, I can't even think of the motherfucker's name right now, but the Rams and shit. I'm telling you, that if that dude stretched, not Steve, but the dude, he threw the ball to a stretch one motherfucker more inch or two, that would have been a touchdown. That would have been a motherfucking Super Bowl. So, fuck y'all, alright? One of my favorite players ever. And I am wholeheartedly remorseful and sad that this dude had to go out the way that he did. Because that's no way for a motherfucker to go out to get shot while you fucking sleep. And the reason why I felt that at the time, that a woman would not have done that, is because, for one, you don't hear too many stories about a woman committing murder-suicide. That one dude's wife, the other comedian dude from Saturday Night Live, that's a funny motherfucker too, can't think of his name. Can't think of that motherfucking name. Phil Hartman. Oh my God. Funny ass motherfucker. Now his wife killed him, but they had been together for a long ass time. And that was his wife. But for a jump off to kill you while you sleep. And part of the reason I felt that she possibly couldn't have done that, because I don't know, man. Any of you motherfuckers ever shot somebody close up? I mean, there have to be some traumatic, brutal, violent, fucked up shit. I mean, think about it. I've seen a motherfucker afterwards from a shooting. You pointed a gun to a motherfucker's head, and you shoot that shit, and you shoot three more times. It seems like to me the initial shock of that shooting would spook any motherfucking body. Like, blam! Brains blown out, or bullet through the head. He's fucked up. I mean, he didn't move, he didn't cry, he didn't jump, he didn't do shit. So what do? You continue motherfucking shooting. Man, that's a bold fucking act. That's a psychopathic, sick, fucked up, sociopathic fucking act. The fact that you can do that to a man who sleep on a motherfucking couch, and you ain't nothing but a motherfucking jump off. And who the fuck are you that gives you the right to shoot a motherfucker while he's asleep? Let the motherfucker at least shit in the prison system. Most heinous motherfucker in that state. At least get a last meal, what the fuck he wants, and got to get to say something. He might say something like, fuck all y'all, but at least he get the chance to say something. So the fact that she would take this man's life like that in itself is a hideous act. And that's what the fuck most of us will remember about Steve Ed McNair. I don't give a fuck, because he was a great football player. The nigga was a warrior. The nigga was a gladiator. The nigga was there. The nigga always played. He was hurt. You know, just fucked up. But the flip side of that is, what led to that situation with Steve Ed McNair? Like, what led to that? Obviously, he had some sort of affair. Now, me personally, I think that Steve, his wife had to have known what he was doing, because he was just out there. I mean, he had a car, you know, like had a condo in their name, had a car in their name. And this dude's not like a regular average citizen and shit. This dude's probably incorporated himself, so you see like all his paperwork and his books will have a centralized location where they go to, where they can be reviewed by somebody, especially his wife. I mean, it seemed like he was spending a lot of time with this chick on vacations and just out and about, having pictures taken of him downtown Nashville. I mean, like, it seems like you just don't have that kind of time in your hands if you got four kids, whether you and your wife are getting along or not. It just don't seem like that. So I'm thinking that him and his wife are separated. I don't know, but it just seems like there's something weird there, and that a man wouldn't have that much motherfucking time, no matter what, to spend that much time around some fucking 20-year-old jump off. Next thing. Appearances. Steve McNair looks like a bright motherfucker. Looks like a motherfucker that, you know, he played football with the Alcorn State. He looks like an upstanding citizen, big old wide-head nigga. Usually wide-head niggas are, you know, you think they're straight up regular dudes. I'm being facetious. I'm just being funny right now. But appearances mean anything. And I know. Trust me, I know. Like in the case of Michael Vick and shit, he old black ass squat Tasmanian wide muscular motherfucker. And the best thing he could figure out to do with his money and shit is, you know, kill some dogs allegedly and shit. So that shit don't sit too well with white folks. You know what I'm saying? Black ass nigga. They gave a black ass nigga a chance. I'm a black motherfucker too. I could speak on this shit right here. So a nigga like Michael Vick and shit, that nigga should have known once he got in trouble. That's why that nigga lied and shit. That's why that motherfucker lied. That nigga knew no matter what the fuck ever happened to him, he was going to jail. He a black ass muscular motherfucker and shit. So a black ass muscular motherfucker. I'm a black motherfucker too. I ain't all muscular and shit, but I'm kind of tall. That you don't get the benefit of the doubt and shit. You're like a subhuman motherfucker to the white folks and shit. So that nigga knew he was going to jail. So that motherfucker lied. Hell yeah, he's gonna lie. If I was in the same situation, I probably would have lied the fuck too. You know that? That motherfucker looked like he should be in jail. Black ass muscular motherfucker and shit. According to white folks, not according to me. I'm black too, so I know. I've been before the court system. I've been in front of judges for all kinds of shit. And motherfuckers always tell me, oh, you can beat that case, motherfucker. It's always some minor bullshit, you know, some traffic shit. I ain't never sat in no motherfucking courtroom and ever won no motherfucking case. A judge see my black ass up there. He looking at me like, nigga, why the fuck you even driving a motherfucking car, motherfucker? You driving a car, you subhuman black motherfucker. It's like a monkey trying to drive a motherfucking or fly a motherfucking helicopter. So why the fuck should I give you a motherfucking break? Because you don't even have the motherfucking intelligence to drive a car like it should be driven around these streets and shit, motherfucker. I'm going to throw the book at your black ass, nigga. So I know what it is to be a black motherfucker. So I know. Getting followed around stores and shit. So Michael Vick, I don't blame the nigga for lying. Plus, anyway, white motherfuckers expect you to lie anyway. Blacker you are, the dumber you are. The blacker you are, the more criminally inclined you are. The blacker you are, the more sexually promiscuous you are. Check out one of my archive podcasts about the big black brute where I read in that book and shit. The blacker you are, the less civilized you are and shit. That's why motherfuckers, I went to a suburban high school. There was a whole lot of black ass motherfuckers walking around. So you went one of two ways. You either embraced your black assness or you became the opposite and embraced the most impeccable grammatical English speaking motherfucker you can possibly be. I'm not gonna call that shit talking white, because there's no such thing as, I don't believe in that bullshit. But you that motherfucker like, oh yes sir, no I didn't think so. So you that motherfucker that can nobody say, oh that nigga dumb. Niggas be like, oh that nigga smart, oh that nigga, or oh, that nigga learned the English language very well to fool these motherfuckers and shit. Look at this nigga Tom Jackson. That nigga's the most, I hate to say this shit, I'm not even gonna say this shit, fuck it, I'm not even gonna say this shit. That nigga is one of the most impeccably speaking motherfuckers in the world of media. Not sports, but media, period. And you know why? That nigga from Cleveland, too. I'm from Cleveland. That nigga know. And he ain't no real black-ass motherfucker. He ain't on a black-assness side. But that motherfucker know that. He like I said, he what he miss out in black-assness, that nigga makes up in ugliness. Because he ain't... that motherfucker, that's an ugly motherfucker and shit, alright? So you know that nigga speak good English and shit. That nigga gonna speak impeccably when he on TV. So no, can nobody ever say to that nigga like, nigga, you old dumb motherfucker, you old black ass motherfucker and shit. You know, I bet you if you was going to court system and look at all the niggas in the court system and shit, I bet you most of the niggas in there are some old black ass motherfuckers. If you walking down the motherfucking street and on one side of the sidewalk is a brown skinned light skinned motherfucker with a wife beater on with some saggy jeans, and the other side of the street, little black ass nigga with the same shit on, what side of the street you gonna walk on, motherfucker? Shit, don't lie to me, alright? Or if you do walk on a black nigga, so you gonna be watching that nigga. Shit, fuck that. But I'm just fucking around. But let's get back to Steve. I went off on a fucked up rant right there. Let's get back up. Oh, one more thing. Like I said, that nigga Michael Vick knew he was up shit creek. He thought, oh shit, they didn't call my black ass. Shit, I'm fucked. But let's get back to Steve McNair. For one thing, people always make the mistake that football players are smart. They're not all smart. Shit. Alright. They say, oh, these niggas are smart. These niggas learn pass plays. These niggas learn these plays, that plays. These niggas are learning patterns. These niggas are learning patterns to run, block, kick, and tackle and throw. On occasion, most niggas don't throw anyway. So these niggas are learning patterns to go block a motherfucker, go run through a motherfucking hole, the pass, not even patterns to catch some shit, or to block a motherfucker, or tackle a motherfucker and shit. All right, so these plays unfold. Ain't like these plays last for like 20 minutes. When nigga gotta have all these different patterns, it's only but so many motherfucking patterns that niggas can run and shit, and they learn this shit at an early ass age. So there's a common denominator when they call all these motherfucking plays and shit that they probably learned since they was kids. They know these motherfuckers dumb and shit, including the white boys. Know these motherfuckers dumb, so there gotta be some sort of common denominator where they can pound these plays into their head so they can learn these plays and run the right routes, go tackle the right motherfucker, go throw the right motherfucker, and run through the correct hole and shit. But like I said, these plays unfold only after like 7 motherfucking seconds and shit. So like a motherfucker gotta run a mile or two with different routes and shit. Only so many motherfucking routes you can run. Only so many motherfuckers you can block and tackle and shit. The motherfucker got the ball. Go tackle his ass, nigga. How the fuck hard can that be? That motherfucker running a route. We run a post pattern, fly pattern, slant pattern and shit, you know. So many motherfuckers, a variation of a pattern you can run. Motherfucker run, you ain't open. Motherfucker throw the ball this way or that way. This is a timing pattern. So that's a poor excuse that people automatically assume that football players are bright. Let's put it this way and shit. How many football players play in the motherfucking league? Shit, it's what, 50? It's 30. How many teams are there? 32, I think. How many players in these teams? 50 plus the practice squad. It's like 60. So 1800. Let's say it's 2,000 motherfuckers in it. Excuse me. Let's say it's 2,000 motherfuckers in the NFL. Shit. But it seems like 2,000 motherfuckers only comprise of like point 1% of the population of the motherfucking count of this country, with some exponents to 100,000 times and shit. But it seems like these niggas always make up the news year round. Okay, so what the fuck? What the fuck? So like I say, this nigga Steve McNair made some dumb moves. He made some, and like I said, I don't like talking ill of the dead. But the only reason I'm bringing this up right now to you guys is to teach you motherfuckers a lesson that Steve McNair made some weird moves, some unintelligent moves and shit, you know, that could have possibly been avoided. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, like, maybe the dude just wasn't no real bright dude. Okay, that's all I'm saying. So like out here nowadays in 2009, 2010, you gotta make bright moves. You gotta think before you act. You gotta make proper decisions. Trust me. And if you a black motherfucker or athletic motherfucker and shit, or a dumb looking motherfucker, you gotta make brighter and better decision making moves. I hate to say this shit, but the world is not fair. You a black motherfucker, you stand before a judge, you got hair all braided up, you look all crazy and ashy and dusty and shit. Your ass will get a book thrown at your ass. So I'm just saying, the world is not fair. So all you black motherfuckers out there, hate to say this shit, you need to start making better decisions, start living a more wholesome life and shit, because trust me, you the motherfuckers they after, alright? You alright? You the motherfuckers that when you go to court and shit, you the motherfuckers that don't get a break. I know. I never got no motherfucking break. And I'm a college educated motherfucker, so I can only imagine the motherfuckers out here on the street. I know they ain't getting no motherfucking break. Alright? So, like I say, this is the first segment of the Mongo Slade show. I'm gonna hit you back, talk about that shit and feel it. Fuck, I'm gonna talk about it right now. So, I'm not even gonna talk about it as seriously as I normally would. I tell you what, man, a bunch of niggas come to my swimming pool, 65 niggas and shit. You can be like, damn, where the niggas come from? I couldn't even imagine what them white folks are thinking. That shit was wrong that they told them niggas they had to go home and they couldn't even swim in their pool. That shit was wrong. That shit was wrong like a motherfucker. The white folks is like, oh, look, where them niggas come from? They gonna hurt my children. And the thing about it, I think people like look at Philadelphia like the kind of city is like, I mean, it's a lot of motherfucking black people in Philadelphia, but think about people don't realize about Philadelphia, it's some rich fucking areas of Philadelphia where people have probably never been exposed to black folks unless they're on some sort of subservient fucking level. Alright, you think motherfuckers, these cities like Philly, even like, I ain't gonna put Cleveland in that category, but like some of these cities, man, and Philadelphia especially, some of these folks, man, they just never really been around black folks, and it's the reason they live in the areas they live in. I can say Cleveland, say Cincinnati, Chicago, parts of like outside of Detroit. These motherfuckers don't be fucking around with niggas and shit. When they see a nigga coming and shit, shit. When they see a nigga coming with the murder rate in Philadelphia high as it is, and the shit's going on in Philadelphia, hell yeah, them motherfuckers gonna be like, oh shit, hell no, nigga. Y'all niggas can't come here, especially 65 of y'all little motherfuckers. Fuck that. You know, so it's probably the media fault too, man. It's just fucked up. And I feel bad for those kids, man, you know. And it's fucked up in a way because it's like, we've been over here since the 1600s and shit, well over 400 years. And the fact that we gotta still go around and beg a motherfucker to swim in a damn pool, that's our problem and shit, is that we still on that begging shit. We still like, oh, we want to swim in y'all motherfucking pool. Y'all pool better and shit. I mean, we're not even to the point now where we can build our own motherfucking pools for our own people to even swim in. You know, where we're not looked upon as some outcast, outsider, or some, you know, like we're gonna contaminate the motherfucking water and shit. We'll jump in the water and the water turned black. Shit, like on that episode of The Little Rascals, when I think it was Stymie or Buckwheat, when the motherfuckers was cooking that spaghetti or some shit, and it was hot in that motherfucking kitchen. That nigga Stymie or Buckwheat, that nigga wiped his brow, and the motherfucking sweat went off his brow, hit the wall. That shit was black. Y'all niggas ain't seen that shit. YouTube that shit. YouTube, like, Stymie, wipe his head black on wall. That shit'll come up. Or they banned that shit. They want niggas to see how fucking racist they were back then. That shit'll come up, though. That shit'll come up. But I'm at 20 minutes right now. This is my first show back. This is the Mongo Slade Cranium Crap Podcast. I'm on Twitter / The Mongo Slade. So hit me up. Hit me up. Follow me. I'm ranting and raving all day long. This show right here will hopefully be on every day. I'm just going to go through the current events. I'm going to talk about shit. I'm going to trip. I'm going to talk. I'm going to do some imitations and whatever. Listen to some of my prior podcasts, some of my archive shows, and you'll get an idea of where I coming from. I'm definitely not for the weak of heart. I'm definitely stirring controversy. So you guys, you can email me or leave a message at craniumcrap.podomatic.com, or you can email me at junietuff, JOONYTUFF @gmail.com. okay, like I said, right now I'm working on bare bones equipment. Hopefully as I get into more shows, things will start to happen so I can incorporate more sophisticated equipment, your calls, music, definitely emails where people ask me questions. I want people to send me questions about fucked up shit that you got yourself into. Because trust me, I'm the king of getting yourself into fucked up shit. So if you got yourself into some fucked up situations, write me a motherfucking email. I will answer your questions the best way I know how. Steer you the right way. I have no malice within my heart for you or anybody else. So hit me up. Send me your questions about any motherfucking thing. If I can't answer them, I won't. I'll just say, dude, you might need to go to a higher authority, like God, or talk to a lawyer, or talk to your dad or mom or whatever. So this is Mongo Slade, the Cranium Crap Podcast, craniumcrap.podomatic.com, and I'm out.